I again offer myself to you to deliver your love. And God may open the books. I begin to read them. Begin to read your lives. I didn't have any way to deliver you. I didn't have any way to deliver you. I'd preach to you and preach to you, and you'd go so far and sit down, wouldn't you? I didn't have a thing to give you. All I could say is, well, the books are right. The judgment books are right, and all I know if you do is just judge them. But I'd learned a secret in my many years. Every time I saw a need in people's lives, and I wasn't able to deliver them, I'd learned a secret that God, through his son Jesus, cannot refuse a sacrifice of love. If you take your body and your mind to him and offer it in love for someone else to meet their needs, he'll take you. Now, he'll work you over sometimes, but he'll take you as a sacrifice, just suck you right up in him. When he gets through with your old mind and your heart, he'll have revealed to you a way to deliver those people. That's what I did. He may require you to wait upon him, may require you to move in the spirit for several days, may sacrifice a lot of your time, a lot of your feelings. You might can't dwell in your sealed house for a little while. You might have to dwell out in the desert, but he'll deliver nevertheless. This is what he did. So I want us to do this thing right now together with me. I put the same words here that I gave to God, just simply offering himself to deliver your love. So I want us to offer ourselves together now, if you will, as a sacrifice of his love, so that we can begin to deliver others and move into this thing ourselves. Are you ready? Father God, Father God, I again offer myself to you to deliver your love. Sing it with me. Father God, Father God, I again offer myself to you to deliver your love. The fourth horseman of death and hell is now loosed in the earth, marking all for judgment. All who reject him are marked by death, and hell that follows swiftly, destroys their life's works. Whoa. Revelation. Listen to it. 20th chapter, verse 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled. Fled away, and there was found no place for them. They fled away. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open. which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to the works they've done in this life, the deeds done in your body. This is not my doctrine, by the way. This is John, the beloved, who was chosen to reveal these things, wasn't he? Was he not chosen by Jesus to reveal them? And death and the grave were cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. This is the second death for the disobedient Christian's life, who are saved yet so as by fire their works all burned, and in outer darkness they live forever, not enjoying the blessings of God, because every disobedient in this life and whosoever was not found written in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. This is a judgment for those who reject Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're cast into the fire. You believe this? You believe this is God's plan of judgment? Now the books are open. By the grace and the wisdom of God, when he gets through with you, you're going to be delivered spotless before him, and going to have a way for you to live in it. Love cries out inside of me. The love of Jesus put in me by God cries out for mercy. No need of me kidding you when I begin to see your life's works and what is written there. Some begin to cry out in me. Two voices begin to cry out in me. One of them I recognize very plainly is my old flesh. Said, well, there's just so much wrong, there's no hope. Got folks that called into your kingdom from every religious background, Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, and fundamental, unfundamental, and every one of them has their own revelation of God. And every one of them has walked in disobedience, marked by the beast, and how in the world am I going to ever deliver them? I give up. That's what my flesh cried out. There's another voice in there. Sort of faint at first. Or when you go to looking at the problem, Satan lashes you with no hope. Did you know that? Another voice in there. The love of Jesus that rejoices against mercy, against judgment. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto the fullness of God. Is this right? Love cries out. by God cries out for mercy. Another principle of God, you see a brother sin a sin none unto death, you ask for him and you get life for him. I began to look at you, I said, they didn't do that. The Lord began to show me that you didn't do it intentionally. Your heart was right, you did it because you were trapped by Satan and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes that caught you. And the plain, very plain, through John the Beloved said, you see one who sent a sin not unto death, you ask for him and you'll get life for him. Isn't that scripture there? So I ask, you got it. You got it. Laid out before you to possess right now. And you're going to move into it. Oh, yes, you are. You may not think you are, but you're going to move into it. Some of you are wrestling with it in your mind right now. Don't know whether that's for me, and I'm not too rejoicing about it. You wait till after this truth gets through with you. You'll move in it. I guarantee you, once the truth goes forth, you don't ever have any rest. You may go down into the darkness of the pit, but you'll move in it. Oh, I'll guarantee you. It may be after the fight, but I know who's won that fight already. And it may be after he chasing you almost to death, but you're going to move in it. You got one spark of obedience in you. Time he gets through with you, that rod of chastening, woo, all's left there is that little spark of obedience. It begins to cry, oh, oh, oh. So this morning you've either heard the most glorious message you ever heard in your life, and you're going to enter right into it right away in deliverance in the next few days. Or you've heard the terriblest message ever was, and you're going to get the biggest beating and chastening you've ever seen until nothing left. Aren't you, Butch? Through Jesus Christ. Offer you a way to escape judgment, to wipe your books clean, have a new life. The great white throne of judgment fire has now been set in the heavens. The books are now open. Not going to set. The throne's already been set. The book's open. The love of God, his mercy that rejoices against judgment, is crying out in the whole earth. Father God, through Jesus Christ, the love he gave me, I cry, Father God. You're going to have that crying out in you a few days, too. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men to turn to his love and accept his grace. Every man's works must be tried by fire. What sort it is will endure and stand. Every man's works must be tried by fire to see what sort of works he has. Listen to it. The only works that'll stand receive a reward. Are the works of Jesus Christ put in your life by faith? The trap that you've been in is trying to do your own works. But now the fire of the Father God is given to set you free. You've been wanting to do in the spirit for years and you couldn't do them. All those things you've been wanting to do for years and you couldn't do them. Once this fire works you over and you get that new bottle, you just flow with it. You don't believe that? It hath been given. Now we'll be having services here each night or wherever. But we'll be having services here at 10 o'clock each morning. We'll be moving into messages and baptizing, whatever else. And at night, Lord willing, I'll be moving whatever the Lord said, but we'll be moving to set this family in order. All of you that are ready, and you're ready. We're going to deliver you into God's kingdom. We may be doing evangelizing, we may be doing anything, but the main purpose now is for God to get his family in order. Get you in order. Get you moving in the place God wants you to be. Very plain, those that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. We're going to move you in the place of being chosen. We're going to give you the weapons to be faithful with. All right? Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Isaiah 62, verse 7. Ah. I give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Those who are children of the covenant you see, join the life of Christ. Move and free. Breathing hath been, my Lord hath been, so the Lord can work continually through them, building the city called Jerusalem until it's a praise all over the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. It will not be like in the days of old, that after you labored and worked for your corn, that the enemies would come and in great scorn snatch away the fruit of thy labor. They shall not any more do this. Let you do the work and them drink the wine. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Ah, ha, ha. So gather, saith the Lord, gather in faith, and surely you shall rest and eat of the fruit of the labor and praise me who did the work through thee. And in the courts of my holiness are my glorious presence. You shall rest forevermore. Verse 10. Go through the gates, prepare the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people, saith the Lord. Yea, go through the gates of the city of my love. Cast up the highway with knowledge and truth. Kick out the stones and gather them to one side, out of the way of my people, so none shall stumble. Prepare ye the highway to reap all the world, and from my city I'll gather them in over the highways and flying in the wind, breathing in faith, yes, Lord, hath been delivered from my old life of doubt and unbelief, worry and strife. On the wings of the Spirit now I rise. I rise and fly on the wings of the Spirit, floating and flying and swimming through the air with a ooh and ah in prayer. Ooh, ah, breathing hath been and flying in the wind. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. The Lord has made it known all over his creation to the daughter of Zion, salvation is at hand. Saith the Lord, I have my reward, it's in my hand. My work has now been done. It hath been finished. Oh, yes, it hath been done. For I am the Father's only begotten Son. Through my obedience, many have come and accepted me and my righteousness have won. And my reward is my life that freely has been given. Through the New Jerusalem, my life is the new leaven that leavens the whole earth and makes it a loaf of bread for me together. An offer to the Father that he may eat of his creation and have great satisfaction. Verse 12, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out a city not forsaken. The holy people, they are called, because they live my life and none of their own. Redeemed of the Lord, sought out by him, no longer forsaken, but lived in by him. Isaiah chapter 63. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozra? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Yea, it is I, saith the Lord, come in with garments dripping in blood. Carried by the Spirit, riding on the wind, righteous as the living God of heaven, I'm righteous, mighty to save from the hands of the wicked, the hands of the false religious powers that have ruled in wickedness. And that's why my clothes are soaked and dripping with blood. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? Yea, I will tell you, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Trample and trample and trample in the winepress of God, walking and walking and walking in anger and fury, walking in anger and trampling in fury, stomping the wicked in anger under my feet, saith the Lord, till their blood is all over me, and still my anger is not appeased. Stamping and stomping and trampling till the blood spurts out of their ears and out of their eyes and out of their mouth and out of their nose. I'm trampling in my fury. The wicked, the disobedient and false religions. Why, O Lord, why, O Lord, art thou trampling in thy fury? Verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Oh, my long suffering for thousands of years now has passed, and my vengeance day has come, saith the Lord. Yea, in wickedness and rebellion, my people with their false religious ways have sickened me, flaunting their iniquity in my face, saith the Lord. Yea, and walking on my meek hearted and my obedience, saith the Lord. How long, generations have gone by, saith the Lord. But now it's time for my people to be delivered, and I've come to redeem them. Get up off of my people. Get up off of my people, saith the Lord to the wicked, or I'll walk on you with the soles of my feet. I'll trample you in my fury just like the rest, saith the Lord. Get up off of my people, you false preachers. Get off of my people, you wicked leaders, or I'll walk on your head and and trample you under my feet. Let them go free from your religion. Turn them loose out of your church. Turn them loose unto me out of your false denomination, saith the Lord. For they are not your people, they are mine, and I have come to claim them, saith the Lord. Get up off of them, because I've come to get them, saith the Lord. Ooh. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. None to help, and none to stand up against the wicked. Therefore mine own arm, mine own son brought salvation unto me. He came into the world and took upon himself their weakness and their old nature and delivered them back unto me. And in my fury, I use his sacrifice. And now I am righteous through his suffering and his sacrifice to pour out my fury upon all those who reject my son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that upholds me, and I'm walking on the wicked and setting the oppressed free, saith the Lord. All you obedient, it's time to rise. Throw off the yoke of your denomination and turn your leaders to one side. Rise up with us, thus saith the Lord, I am free for the Lord. My God has set me free. Oh, and I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their strength to the earth. Yea, thus saith the Lord, walking on the people in anger. When I walk on them, they don't know what hit them, saith the Lord. Yea, they're like a chicken that's been hit on the head. They stagger and go round in circles. Yea, because I hit them on the right hand with the weather, saith the Lord, and I hit them on the left side, yea, with economic collapse, saith the Lord. And I walk on the top of their head with sickness, worry, grief, and pain. And I pour out all around them fear and unbelief, saith the Lord. I make them drunk in my fury till their strength is lying flat on the ground, saith the Lord. And why do I this, saith the Lord? And how can the Lord be just and walk on the wicked till his clothes is soaked in blood. Listen, listen to the servant Isaiah speaking, and he will tell you in verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. And now, saith the Lord, before you accuse me in your heart, listen to my servant Isaiah explain it to you. For he understood well why I came with my clothes dripping with blood, walking on the wicked. For my loving kindness had been poured out for years, years and years upon thousands of years, along with great goodness to all of my people. Mercy, loving kindness, goodness, and blessings poured out and poured out and poured out freely on all my people were my loving kindnesses. Oh, verse 8, for he said, the Lord said, surely they're my people, children that will not lie. He said, surely they are. So he was their Savior. Yea, the Lord said, surely they're mine. They will not lie. So I will continue to save them and deliver them and pour out my mercy and my goodness and my loving kindness. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. And that's how the Lord did, saith the Lord through Isaiah. Every time they were afflicted, getting in trouble, walking their own way, he took their affliction. His angel saved them, the angel of the Lord. In love and pity he redeemed them, bore all of their iniquities, their troubles and sorrows, took them on himself, carried them, yeah, he toted them all the days of old. But what did the people, saith the Lord? Verse 10. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit, Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. For all the loving kindness, for all the goodness, the mercy and love, bearing their affliction, carrying them, delivering them, redeeming them, saving them, yet they rebel. Time and thousands of times again, vexed his Holy Spirit, and so he turned and became their enemy, and he fought against them, said the Lord. About the living Father God, verse 11. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him? In the midst of wrath against the disobedient ones, I remembered the obedient, saith the Lord. Like in the days of Moses, when I led them through the sea with a man called Moses and my spirit within them, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name. I remembered how by the right hand of one man who lifted his arm in obedience to me and divided the water before the obedient one, and made himself an everlasting name, because he established the covenant with me by moving in faith ahead of knowledge he could see. He walked out in the water in faith in me, and I divided that great Red Sea. Well, I remembered this, and how also I led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. I remembered them walking all through the sea, being guided by my spirit, going out from me and following my servant, walking by faith, doing whatever my servant did say. Verse 15. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, Where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bowels and thy mercies toward me. Are they restrained? Hear my prophet, my servant, if you please. Crying out for the God who parted the sea, to move in the same way as he did in Moses' day, to deliver the obedient and wash the wicked away. Oh, where is the zeal and the strength and the mercy that was revealed with Moses as he led his flock? Thou art the Lord, always the same, yesterday, today, and forever, and changes not. Yes, it's pleasing, saith the Lord, unto me, for me to be reminded of Moses and the Red Sea, to put me in remembrance of my covenant by confession of your mouth, what has gone before me, a confession of my covenant, the obedient to lead, and in judgment trample the wicked till they bleed, because they have trampled my people for years and caused them to shed innocent tears. So in your confessions of my covenant live, reminding me of the covenant my faith through you gives. My life enties us and makes us one. My power and glory flowing through you. Verse 16, doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, plead my servant Isaiah, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. Reminding me, I am the God of the covenant, saith the Lord. Reminding me in confession, oh, that your claim in my covenant is pleasing to me, saith the Lord, and this what makes you the seed of my covenant. What you seek confess it and you have it, saith the Lord. Verse 17. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. Oh, my servant cries out. The people he leads, the tribes of thine inheritance, he calls them. He comes before me and offers them, saying, these, Lord, are the ones I have gathered. They are thine, O Lord. Restore thy fear within their hearts. And in my heart, saith the sermon, the people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. Lord, we're claiming, saith the servant, the place that the enemy has taken away from thee. The place that in your suffering you prepared for the obedient, the disobedient and wicked have overrun, and now we've come back to claim it, saith the servant of the Lord. We are thine, thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Oh, I present, saith the servant of the Lord, these people before you, we belong to you. We're ready for you to rule over us, and they won't let you rule over them. They're not called by thy name, so give us thine inheritance, O Lord. Isaiah 64:1. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Ooh. servant, that the wall of separation between where we are and where God lives, that the wall might be broken and the veil torn away, that the Lord might come down to us, and such power might be shown that would melt the mountains with the fire coming off of his throne. A burning, melting fire boiling the waters to make the name of the Lord known. Boiling the waters are stirring the people. Boiling out the enemies, causing all people to fear and tremble at the presence of the Almighty Living God, crying out for visitation, judgment, intervention, to separate the wicked from the just, crying out for me to come down with my plumb line and measure the earth once more. Verse 3 continues, when thou didst terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence, O, in the mighty coming down in the day of Moses, a day that was before our time. Thou camest down, and the mountains melted at the fire that burned around thee.